is Michelle Keller, and I'm your mom.
12 years ago in June, we found out that your grandfather was dying of cancer, and it was a big shock. No one knew he was sick, and he was in a lot of pain. But after we knew he had cancer, he got morphine, and that took away his pain, but it made him sleep a lot. And he used to sit in his fancy recliner in the living room. And since your cousin Ben were so young, we didn't want to wake him up. So we would go out in the backyard, and we would play, and we would throw balls, and we would put blankets out on the lawn, and we would just sit there and talk. And so one day, while he was sleeping, we took a blanket out there, and you were toddling around, and Ben was crawling around, and it was a sunny, beautiful June day, Southern California, and we noticed there was a butterfly that was flying up around the pepper trees in the backyard of Grandma's house, and it was a brown butterfly, and we noticed it was flying low, and it kind of looked like it was coming to us, so it was lingering kind of above our heads, and this butterfly flew not too far, maybe a couple of feet, and it was hard to not notice it. It was with us, and so some of us raised our hands, and it came right away. It landed. It just, as if you were calling your dog, it came to us, and it landed in our hands, and it would just softly open and close its wings, and it would go to each of us, and it would fly up a little bit and then come down, and it would land, and it was a beautiful chocolate brown butterfly with gold edging around its wings and then some blue dots. And it wasn't a flashy butterfly. It wasn't super, super colorful, but it was kind of an understated yet beautiful butterfly. And it was just, you know, with so much hardship and so much pain, and watching your grandfather go through so much pain and knowing that he wasn't going to live, and all we had was each other. But this butterfly came, and it just made us feel comforted. We felt that it was a message, that it was going to be okay. And just that moment when we would hold our hands out and it would come to us, we felt like we were opening ourselves to the possibility of a future that wasn't going to be painful. Came back the next day and visiting Grandpa again. He was sleeping again. We did the blanket in the backyard and wondered if the butterfly would be there again, and it was. It came back. It came back exactly in the same way. We began, just all of us, we all held our arms up into the sky. And we would turn our faces to the sun and just wait for it to come and land. And we felt so much joy when it would land. And we took pictures with it up close next to our faces. And we were smiling. And we were happy. The third day, you weren't there that time because you had preschool. And I also had a feeling that your grandpa was close to death. And I wasn't going to pull you out of preschool. I wanted you to kind of do your thing, and you know, we would see what happened. And he wasn't doing well that day, and he did pass away that morning. And it was a hard time. It was a really hard time, but we were all there, and we didn't know what to do. So again, went outside and just sat there together, and through the third time, the butterfly came back. It's hard to explain, you know, what does it mean? You know, I don't follow religion. I don't go to church. I really don't pray. It's not that I don't believe in God, it's just I don't follow organized religion. And so for people who are religious, when someone dies, they have a way of explaining it and understanding it. And you know, they believe that someone goes to heaven. I don't really believe that necessarily. I don't not believe it, but I don't have a strong belief that Long Beach Grandpa went to heaven. But it's hard to deny that we all strongly felt that there was a message being delivered to us that weekend that has never been delivered before and has never been delivered since. There was for some reason we were getting this message that it was going to be okay. This was hard, but it was going to be okay. And so for all the pain that we felt around that time, one of the things I remember the most is how comforting that butterfly made us feel. I looked it up later, and I found out what kind of butterfly it was. And interestingly, it's called a mourning cloak butterfly. You know, mourning as if grieving. You know, in the old days, if someone was grieving or mourning, they might wear all black. Or they might wear a black cloak. And this butterfly, you know, is called a mourning cloak. And it's a native to California butterfly. But we did do a little bit more research afterwards about butterflies and death. And we found that in cultures, the cultures of, you know, Mexico and Ireland, they believe butterflies hold the spirits of the departed. Butterflies can hold the spirits of the departed. And in our case, you know, Grandpa had not died when we saw the butterfly, but we've sort of felt that, you know, my grandfather, who you're named after, who we love dearly, wonderful, wise, gentle person, we felt that if he had a way to comfort us from beyond the grave, sending a chocolate brown butterfly is the kind of thing that he would do. And he would do it in a subtle way to make us feel better, because he knew how painful that time was. So if it's possible to send any kind of message from beyond the grave, if it's possible to do that, my grandfather would have done it, and he would have done it in that kind of